So to start off, you know, the Hope Center has been open for about 8 months now and has housed hundreds of residents who are dealing with homelessness. Officials with Newcastle County who runs it have told me that kind of the focus now is just getting people an exit strategy, while of course still welcoming anyone who needs to be here, but focusing on what is your next step. So Dana, the county hired you to find one of the keys to that, which is permanent housing. Would you mind just telling me, what does your job entail?
Sure, thank you. So I am focused on finding affordable housing for the Hope Center guests that are here. So I continue relationships with landlords that I, you know, presently have, as well as try to build new relationships with landlords to inform them about the Hope Center and ways that, you know, housing our participants would be beneficial. So I not only talk to landlords one-on-one, but I'm also on various social media platforms or websites to see what is out there that's affordable, and then just being an advocate for the Hope Center guests to get them housing, affordable housing.
And so the market, the rental market is extremely tight in a lot of places across the country right now. Rents are spiking. Is that something that you're seeing locally? Like, what does the market look like right now in Newcastle County?
Yes. So as you stated, the market is very challenging right now. There is a shortage as far as rentals across the country, as well as in Newcastle County. So I will continue to be an advocate for the participants, work with various landlords to let them know about the program and to see ways that they can offer units at a affordable rate.
And are you seeing like higher rent prices for market rate units or just fewer units?
There has been a spike as far as landlords requesting for more. And so just, again, making them more informed about the benefits of keeping rents at an affordable rate and housing to our Hope Center participants is something that I continue to advocate for.
And Nicole, so you've been working on housing issues in the county for years. Can you just speak to, like, is it just the availability of units and the price of units that might be a barrier for residents of the Hope Center to get into housing? Or what are some of the other barriers for people experiencing homelessness?
Great question. Thank you so much for joining, coming here today and talking to us about this very important issue. That is a barrier. I think one of the greatest things that I believe that is really beneficial to our guests here is, of course, we have the housing locator. But under this roof here at the Hope Center, we have an array of services to assist those experiencing homelessness. So in normal situations, that individual may not have access to everything under one roof, such as this. So in addition to our housing locator, we have a Family Promise here doing their rapid rehousing programming. We also have Friendship House as well. So we have multiple services here and people behind that person, supporting that person to get to their next step. So although the rental market is a little tight and rents are a little higher, we do have in our favor a lot of eyes and a lot of people working together with that individual and pretty much supporting them and getting them to the next step. So I attribute that, that we're all under one roof, actively working, you know, toward that one common goal. So that barrier is like removed, which is awesome.
Okay. And like in the absence of the Hope Center, if folks were staying in a traditional shelter or something like that, what would be usually the process for them to get into housing? And how is this different?
The traditional shelters also have case managers and case management teams that are awesome. Many of them we partner with at Newcastle County, so they've been organizations that we've partnered with for the last 17, 20 years. And they also have the rapid rehousing services as well. I would say what makes it a little different is that it's here like everyone's under the same roof. So you may may have a provider that does rapid rehousing, and suppose in that agency that's what they do, rapid rehousing. And then you may have a shelter that has case managers that are helping people with housing as well, but then you have a housing locator. So all those people are working together here under this roof. So Dana's doing her thing, and then you have the rapid rehousing person that she can pass off a unit to and can assist them with the security deposit and the rental assistance. And then you may have Family Promise that, I'm sorry, Friendship House that could say, okay, you need these items and we can, you know, help you with that as well. So I think that's the difference, just having the connection of all these different agencies working together and pulling all their resources together. Whereas in a normal shelter, traditional setting, it may just be that agency with their people, which are awesome too in their own right, but may not exceed or expand outside of that agency. So I think all the agencies bringing all their expertise and their knowledge and their you know, connections to other resources is a plus here.
And I guess, where do things like, you know, behavioral health treatment, mental health treatment, other kinds of resources like career development play into getting people into permanent housing?
It's crucial. One thing that does happen with most of the case management services are wraparound services. So in addition to you know, Dana and the other entities finding housing and getting people placed, there's what they call relocation and stabilization services. So it goes beyond just like, okay, paying your rent or making sure your utilities are paid, but also that case manager is there to provide any additional supports or referrals. So they're checking in on them, which is awesome. And even though we have the mental health agency list, you know, housed here in the Hope Center, when people go beyond, they still have access to those services, which is awesome, which is great. They're in the communities. They have other locations. And just having that case manager, I believe that the client can call if something happens, not just with rent, but hey, this is what's going on, or, you know, and then they're able to be referred to other services or connected to mainstream resources. That's a really big piece of the rapid rehousing component is so important. And that, so the case management, I believe, is key, following them even once they're housed and beyond. And right now, our provider for rapid rehousing is Family Promise. All these Fs, I'm sorry, Family Promise. And we've partnered with them for the last 20 years, I guess. And it's amazing. The case management that follows people beyond their lease up, which is good. And as Dana mentioned earlier, it's really good to have the education, because some landlords don't know that piece of it. They think that once a person is housed, everything ends. And if that person experiences a hardship or something happens, something comes up, that they are just left alone. And that's simply not the case with rapid rehousing and with Section 8 housing choice vouchers. So that's an added plus for landlords, to know that there's a lot of people still behind that person rooting for them to make sure that they remain stably housed and that their needs are met once they're in their permanent housing situation.
Dana Mitchell, Housing Locator Coordinator at the Hope Center, and Nicole Waters, Director of Operations at the Hope Center, thank you so much.
Thank you.